Hare Krishna, this lecture on Ramayana's Yudh Kand Lanka Kand given on 22nd April 2016 in Saturday English Love Feast by myself Prashant Mukund Das.
Arada Madhava Kunja Bihari Boliye Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanchari Yamuna Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Chant everybody.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, chant. Jaya Ram, Jaya Ram, Sita Ram. 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 Jaya Ram, Sita Ram. Sita Ram, Janaki, Jai Bolo Hanuman Ki. Sita Ram, Janaki, Jai Bolo. Sita Ram Janaki Jai Bolo Hanuman Ki Sita Ram Janaki Sita Ram Janaki Jai Bolo Hanuman Ki Sita Ram Janaki Sita Ram Janaki Jai Bolo Hanuman Ki Sita Ram Janaki Jai Bolo Hanuman Ki Sita Ram Janaki Jai Bolo Hanuman Ki Sita Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram
Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam. Jaya Rukmani Dwarkadhish, Rukmani Dwarkadhish, Rukmani Dwarkadhish, Jaya Rukmani Dwarkadhish. Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Baladeva, Subhadra, Jaya Sudarshana, Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Baladeva, Subhadra, Jaya Sudarshana, Jaya Gauranita, 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 Bhaj Gauranita. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jayo, Jayo. Nitai Gaura Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. श्री रुक्मणी द्वारकाधीश भगवान की, श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की, श्री श्री गौर निताय की, श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की, पतित पावन श्रील प्रभुपाद की, निताय निताय गौर हरि प्रेमानंदे, हरे कृष्णा।
सो टुडे we are going to discuss on Ramayana's Yuddha Kand. Before starting that, we like to chant the Mangala Charan.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasme Shri Gurube Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swem Rupam Kadamayam Dadati Swabda Kantikam Vandeham Shri Gurun Shri Yutapad Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagandagunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijan Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagan Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapt Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishbhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhasya Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshutarine
So all of you, I request you that please switch off your mobile phones or keep it on vibrator mode. Your mobile phones and your children, please keep it on vibrator mode or silent mode. I've kept mine, you can also. So Ramayana is very, very special scripture. It tells about the Lord Ram who followed each and everything in his life, being a human being, being a Lord like a human. He took all the miseries of life to teach us that how to maintain the sanskar of our life being in miseries also. So there is one special pranam mantra for Lord Ram. People are speaking and people are talking. That is Gram me katha, not Ram me katha. Hare Krishna. So we will chant one mantra together from Padam Puran, which glorifies Lord Ram. So are you ready to chant the mantra? So first of all, I will speak one word, then you will repeat after that one word, then the complete shloka we will all can repeat. Ramya, Ram Bhadraya, Ram Chandraya, Vedashe, Raghunathaya, Nathaya, Sitapate, Namaha. Now I will completely chant, and if you can repeat, you can repeat. Ramaya Ram Bhadraya, Ram Chandraya Vedase, Raghunathaya Nathaya, Sitapatahe Namaha. Ramaya Ram Bhadraya, Ram Chandraya Vedase, Raghunathaya Nathaya, Sitapatahe Namaha. One more time. Ramaya Ram Bhadraya, Ram Chandraya Vedase, Raghunathaya Nathaya, Sitapate Namaha. So the meaning of this shloka, Ramaya. Ram means the complete form of Lord Krishna, which came in the form of Lord Ram in Treta Yuga, and he is the father, he is the son of King Dashrath and father of Love Kush. And the Ram Bhadraya, Bhadraya means auspiciousness. Whatever inauspicious in our life can vanish, can go away if you chant Ram Bhadraya. There is a very special mantra. Those who are struggling with bhakti, those who are in trouble, those who are in miseries, if they chant every day Ram Bhadraya, auspiciousness comes in your life. If you chant Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Kodanda Ram. If you chant Jai Ram, Kodanda Ram. So this Kodand means the bow which Lord Ram carries. The name of that bow is Kodand. By this name only he can vanish all the miseries in your life. If somebody is in miseries, struggling with bhakti, how to maintain the bhakti, and if he can chant Jai Ram, Kodanda Ram, all miseries go away. Somebody was mentioning
that whenever miseries come in our life, only the things which Lord Vishnu carries can vanish all the miseries. Like Sudarshan Chakra, it can vanish all your miseries in your life. So that is why we chant Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, Sudarshan. Sudarshan means he will vanish all your miseries which comes in the path of bhakti towards Lord Jagannath. Similarly, when we chant Lord Krishna, then we chant Keshavadrita Narhari Rupa Jai Jagadish Hare. So Lord Narsingha will vanish all the miseries on the path of Lord Keshav Bhakti. Similarly, for the Ram Bhakti, Kodanda, the bow of Lord Ram, will vanish all the miseries in your life. So if you chant Jai Ram, Kodanda Ram, then you can surrender to Lord Ram easily. So that is Ram Bhadraya. All the auspiciousness come by chanting the Lord Ram's name. Then Ram Chandraya. The face of Lord Ram is like Chandra. Chandra means moon. Moon is very peaceful. Day before yesterday or yesterday was Purnamashi. Yesterday was Purnamashi. So Purnamashi means the full moon day. On that day, if you look just towards the moon, moon is so peaceful. It gives so much of peace, so much of cooling effect in your heart. Similarly, when you see some devotee's face and it looks like we all look like moon only. All the devotees with shaved head look like moon. So when you see original pure devotee, then you feel so much of peace. Just by seeing Srila Prabhupada, everybody gets peace. That means they are like Chandra. But this all peace is coming from Ram Chandraya, Gaur Chandraya, the original God who is like thousands and thousands of moon cooling effects. So that is Ram Chandraya. Veda say, all the Vedas explain this, and that is why all the rishis like Rishi Vashishtha, Rishi Jamadagni, Rishi Valmiki, all accept Lord Ramchand as the supreme personality of Godhead. Veda say means omniscient properties of Lord Ram. There are few properties, qualities of Lord which is called as omniscient, omnipotent, omniscient. So this is omniscient means Veda say. All the Vedic literature, all the Vedic people are accepting Lord Ram as one of the supreme personality of Godhead. And then it's called as Raghunathaya. Raghunathaya means he is the master of the complete vansh of Raghu. Raghu Maharaj, Raghu Vanshi. Raghukul Reet Sada Chali Aayi, Pran Jai Par Vachan Na Jai. Means Raghu Maharaj Vanshaj, the complete parampara of Raghu Maharaj is known as Raghu Vansh. And Lord Ram came in that Raghu Vansh, that's why he is known as Raghunathaya. And Nathaya means he is master of all of us. We all are orphans. Because we have no Nath in our life. That is why we are Anath. Anath. Anath means orphan. So if somebody has no Nath in the life, no master in the life, then he has one master, Lord Ram, Nathaya. Sita Patehe. And he is the husband of Srimati Sita Maharani. Namaha means we pay obeisances to that Lord Ram. So this is a shloka from Padam Puran, and it been discussed between Uma Maheshwar Samvad. When Parvati and Shivji is discussing about Lord Ram, at that particular time Goddess Parvati is speaking this mantra, that I like to recite Shiva this mantra every day. So those people, those who worship Lord Shiva or Parvati, they should understand that Parvati chants the mantra of Lord Ram every day. This mantra, Ramaya Ramabhadraya Ramachandraya Vedase Raghunathaya Nathaya Sita Patehe Namaha. So it means even Parvati accepts Lord Ram and Sita as the supreme personality of Godhead. And then why should not we? So there are seven khands in Ramayana, which is Ramayana is divided into seven parts, which is called as Khand. First is called as Bala Khand. Second is called as Ayodhya Khand. Third is called as Aranya Khand. Fourth, Kishkindha Khand. Fifth, Sundar Khand. Sixth, Lanka Khand or Yudh Khand. This one and the same thing, Yudh Khand or Lanka Khand. And the seventh is Uttarakhand. So in Balkhand there are childhood pastimes of Lord Ram. Nobody have heard ever. Lord Ramchandra also played the pastimes like Lord Krishna in Yashoda Maya's lap. Similarly in Kaushalya Maya's lap, Lord Ram has done so many pastimes which is covered in Balakhand. Then come Ayodhya Khand, in which Lord Ram about to be coronated as the king of Ayodhya, and suddenly he has been given exile for 14 years, 14 saal ka vanvas. And then Aranyakand, the Sita, Ram and Lakshman were roaming here and there in the forest, that is called as Aranyakand. Then comes Kishkindha Khand. Kishkindha Khand means when Lord Ram meets Hanuman, Vali, Sugriv, everybody, and then they plan how to bring Sita back. Then comes Sundarkand. Sundarkand having all the glories of Lord Hanuman. Sundarkand. People like to recite Sundarkand a lot. Recently there was Hanuman Jayanti. People were reciting Sundarkand. They are reciting Sundarkand. They are reciting the glories of Lord Hanuman. Irrespective of, they don't know that Lord Hanuman is servant of Lord Ram. So if you worship Lord Hanuman as equal to Lord Ram, Lord Hanuman will never give you any benediction in your life. So you have to accept Hanuman as the servant of Lord Ram. Then Hanuman will bestow his mercy upon you. And then comes Lanka Khand or Yudh Khand, which we are going to discuss how Hanuman and other monkey warriors jumped from this part to other parts, entered Lanka, killed so many demons in the Rakshasas. So we will discuss today. And the last is Uttarakhand, which has Sita's banishment from Ayodhya, the birth of Lavkush, and similarly other. And how Lord Ram went back to Saket Dham after finishing all his pastimes after 11,000 years. How much? 11,000 years. So we discuss Ramayana about only 14, 15 years, maximum 30 years. Where Ram has performed for 11,000 years of kingdom. 11,000 years. So it has been mentioned in Valmiki Ramayana, Bhagavat Puran. So we have to understand that Lord Ram is not an ordinary human being. People think, if Ram has to go under reactions, then what should we talk about us? It's not like that. Lord Ram never undergoes any reaction. He is doing all the pastimes to teach us only. So okay, then we start, because long khand we have to cover in 1 hour. So I will try to finish off. If time moves faster, then I will also start speeding. If I am very fast, then please raise your hand and ask me to stop. I will stop. Okay. So this Ramayana Khand starts where Hanuman, Sugriv, Vali and all other Jamvant, everybody is standing on the shore of on the other side of Sri Lanka, which is now known as Rameshwaram, Dhanushkoti. They all were standing on this particular side and they decided that before we know where to move, first of all we want to locate where is Sita. So locating Sita, they ask, only Hanuman can do it because Hanuman is the most powerful among all of us. Then they ask, Hanuman, can you go and find where is Sita? Hanuman said, but I am not that much powerful. But when everybody appreciated Hanuman, Hanuman, you are like this. When you are very young, you have jumped in sky and have you eaten the sun. So you are that much powerful. If you can jump from here till sun, can't you jump from this part of this ocean, from this part to the other part? Hanuman said, okay, I will try. And then Hanuman started jumping. He just went up on a Mahendra mountain. The mountain was known as Mahendra mountain. And he was on the Mahendra mountain. And he joyfully started jumping and he chanted what? Jai Shri Ram! What he chanted?
Jai Shri Ram!
By this chanting you will never reach Lanka. If you want to serve Lord Ram like a servant, you have to chant with enthusiasm, Jai Shri Ram! So within 1 hour we have to create here the kind of ambience that was with Lord Ram. All the warriors, we are like monkeys, the servant of Lord Ram. Similarly, Hanuman started jumping, and the moment he started jumping, a golden mountain came in between. a golden mountain, Swarna Parvat. But Hanuman ignored that golden mountain. If what kind of teachings Lord Hanuman is telling? He is telling that when you start serving Lord, first obstacle come in the form of money, 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 honey, 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 the golden mountain, the gold. Even you become devotee, people will start giving you so much of Lakshmi in the form of donations, charities, that anytime you can mislead from the path of bhakti. You will think that I become devotee only to earn money, to get Lakshmi from devotees. If I say something, Hari Bol, give me something. It's not like that. So Hanuman teaches us that so many golden things will come in our life. Just ignore it and just move on. And he started limping, jumping from one part to the another. Similarly, when he was jumping, then one more thing came in between. Sursa. Have you heard? Sursa. The Sursa came and she said, Hanuman, if you want to go to Lanka, you have to go from my mouth. I am hungry. Sursa said, Hanuman said, but your mouth is so small and I am so big. How can I enter your mouth? She said, okay, I open my mouth. 20 yojan. One yojan means 8 miles. She opened her mouth 20 yojan and Hanuman also made his body 20 yojan long. Then she opened her mouth to 30 yojan. Then Hanuman also made his body 30 yojans. Then she made 50 yojans mouth. Then Hanuman also made 50 yojan mouth body. Then she tried and expanded and jaws like going like this and expanded to 100 yojans. So big. And Hanuman also expanded himself to 100 yojans. Now, when she was trying harder and harder, Hanuman became very small like an insect, went into the mouth and came out back. And he said, Mata, Sursa, I have done my task. You asked me to enter your mouth and you will let me go. I have done that task. Let me go. So what kind of teachings Lord Hanuman is giving here? He is saying, Sursa is like the devotees. The non-devotees come in the path of bhakti. And when you will say that I am a perfect devotee, then he will say, when ego, I am more better than you. You are 20 yojan, I am 30 yojan. You are 30 yojan, I am 50 yojan. And this devotee competition because of ego, take our bhakti. Hanuman is teaching, if some devotee is showing his ego and ego and ego, I am, then you become insignificant like an insect. And then only you can move in the path of bhakti. You can only serve Lord Ram. Insignificant in front of anybody who is showing ego or anger in the path of bhakti to you. Isn't it? Becoming insignificant, small, very small, like an insect. Then again, Lord Hanuman leaped and jumped from Sursa, and suddenly another demoness came. Her name was Simmika. She was so powerful that demon was so powerful that he or she, I don't remember, he or she? She could pull the shadow of somebody, and if eats the shadow, that person or that bird or that aeroplane or that something going in the sky come into her mouth. So powerful. So suddenly she saw Hanuman's shadow and she holds that shadow and took into the mouth. And Hanuman was in the mouth of Simmika. And suddenly what happened? Hanuman kicked on the upper part of the head of that Simmika with his mace, and made a hole and came out from here, and she was dead. So who was this Simmika replicating in our bhakti life? Hanumanji is teaching us in this part of Simmika that Simmika is like people, those who always keep finding faults in others. Shadow means who always keeps finding negative part of us. Prabhuji, I know you are so nice, you do chanting, you read Bhagavatam, you every day get up morning, Mangala Aarti, but you eat so much negative things. You are very nice, but your character is not good. Your character is very good, you are right, you are this, you are that, but you sleep while chanting. So this is Simmika's character. And Hanumanji is showing that ignore those people in your life and continue with the relationship. So people always like to do the services which are visible. People don't like to do the services which are invisible in their life. Visible services like preaching on Vyasasan, Kirtan on Mayak. People like to do those many services which are visible. Invisible services like planning for the lectures. Who will give the lecture when? Somebody can be in trouble, somebody is in traffic. Like our Ruchi Sivan Prabhu is doing invisible services. Planning for cooking, planning for so many things. So this is called the real devotional service. When you don't compare between visible and invisible services. People like to be on limelight. Hero is the quality, celebrity status. Once one devotee came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, which service is best among the services done in the temple? Prabhupada said, you are stupid. Because your question is stupid. There is one book called Perfect Question, Perfect Answer. Prabhupada said, stupid question, stupid answer. Your stupid question, because you are asking which service is best. Every service is best. Either it is toilet cleaning, either it is garland making, either it is preaching. You cannot say if I am speaking here, sitting on a Vyasasan, I became more pure than the people sitting and hearing. It's not like that. It's just that I am expert in this service, somebody is expert in some other service. That's the difference. It doesn't mean that I am going to go Goloka Dham and all other listening will not go to Goloka Dham. It's not like that. It's never like that. So everybody has some good qualities. So we have to look into the good qualities of other. Then only we can progress in the path of bhakti. And ignore the people, those who look only to bad qualities of others. That is Simmika representing actually. Then when Hanuman went to Lanka, just started entering, there was one more demoness. Lankani was standing. And Lankani said, hey monkey, you cannot enter Lanka till the time I am alive. Hanuman said, oh, this is the only option. Till the time you are alive, I cannot enter Lanka. If you are dead, then I can. Then Hanuman took his left hand, because in right hand he was holding mace, gada. From left hand, he said, just by left fist, he punched Lankani, and Lankani was fall down. And she said, oh, the unfortunate time has came into Lanka. When Brahmaji gave me the boon, that powerful boon, that I can never allow anybody to enter Lanka. At that time he told me, if one monkey will come in your life, with his left hand, if he will punch you and you will fall down, just think that Lanka's time has came to an end. So this time has came to an end. Now you can enter Lanka, because this time has came to an end. So who the Lankani is representing in our life? Lankani is like a false ego. So when Vanara means who looks like a man and also looks like an animal. He is an animal or he is a man. Va means or. O-R-R. Vanar. He is an animal or he is a man. He is a man or animal. He is Janwar or he is Nar. Vanar. Similarly, devotees are Vanar. Not by actions they are Vanar, but the qualities they are Vanar. Because we look like normal people. The Acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, look like normal people. Two hands, two legs, same face, same nose, same ears, same eyes, but their nature is different, their consciousness is different. And that is why he is actually a human being, or he is a transcendental human being, Vanara. And when Vanara comes in our life, devotee comes in our life, and he punches with his powerful statements, and we fall down. then think the time has come to an end, that we are not going to come back into this Maya world, the Lanka world. We will be soon released. So allow devotees come and punch you every day. When people come and listen to the classes, they say, Prabhuji, you talk so much, it's like that you are slapping us every day. Actually, you have to get slapped. Even me too, when I hear, we have to get slaps every day. Punching of Vanara every day, then only false ego goes away. And when false ego goes away, then Lord Ram enters into this body Lanka and takes away the soul Sita, which is captivated in this body called Lanka, go back to Godhead. Ram will take away that Sita, which we have captured in this material body called Lanka. Only when we allow devotees to punch us and false ego goes away. And this is Lankani representing actually. Then Hanuman peeped into the Lanka and saw there is Sita Maya sitting in Ashoka Vatika. And then he gave one ring which says that Lord Ram is soon coming to save you, my mother Sita. And Hanuman came back. Suddenly some demons captured Hanuman. You know the story. And they tied the tail of Hanuman with cloth and said, we will not allow you to go back. And Hanuman was accepting everything with a laughing mood. He was very happy. He was kidding, throwing some fruits, jumping here, jumping there, till the time Ravan and the other demons were criticizing him. They were saying, oh, you monkey, why are you jumping here and there and disturbing our Lanka? Go away, go away. Choo, choo, choo. Till the time he was happy and kidding and playing. The moment Ravana started speaking against Lord Ram, he said, what Ram can do to me? Now Hanuman came into anger. He was so angry that he burned the complete Lanka. People ask this question, what kind of teaching Hanumanji is giving? Hanumanji is giving a teaching that if somebody criticizes us, our body, we should be humble and tolerant. Okay, you are saying to me, yes, I am fallen, I am bad, I am not good. But the moment somebody criticizes your Lord Krishna or Lord Ram, then you should use your anger in the service of Lord Ram. Hanuman used the anger in the service of Lord Ram. People don't use the anger in the service of Lord. People use this anger for themselves. That is wrong. Anger is right. It is a part of Krishna. But where to be used, that should be taken care of actually. Then Hanuman came back after burning this Lanka like a bow arrow. Just goes and comes back. And Hanuman came back soon, fast. And came back and told Ramchandra, Ramchandra, Bhagavan, I have seen Sita Maya. Really? Hanuman? And Ramchandra was in tears and Hanuman was in tears. Really you have seen Sita? Oh, so nice. Oh, nice. How is she? Hanuman said, she is very nice. She is very good. She is okay. Don't worry, Lord Ram. And I have seen Lanka. Lanka is very small in front of you. In just fraction of second of a time, you can completely devastate this complete Lanka. Don't worry. Lord Ram said, really? Okay, Hanuman, then we should not wait. We should start and get ready. Pack our bags and soon attack. Attack on Lanka. And they all were getting ready by chanting what? Jai Shri Ram! Sorry, nobody of you among the Lord Ram's army. They were very, very, very enthusiastic. Very enthusiastic. How they were enthusiastic? Chant once more time. Okay. So now I am going to take you to Lanka. Just listen how the Lanka looks like. So Hanuman was describing Lord Ram. Lord Ram, before we get ready for attack, you should know how Lanka look like. This is a city with a great mountains. thickly covered with forest on all the sides. There are four gates, north gate, south gate, east gate and west gate. The big, big mountains on every gate covered with large, densely forests. At the edge of the city, there are various alligators and crocodiles on every gate to eat the people. Many Rakshasas holding the spiked clubs, mace, gadas, jiske andar se wo nikle hue hai na, gada, uske saath mein wahan teer nikle hue hai. Aise spiked clubs they are holding and can kill 100 warriors in one go. One Rakshas can kill 100 monkeys in one go. Defensive walls with machine guns and fire blazing iron, they remain constantly alert on any danger. We just keep our fit and they will fire the iron bars on us with a blazing fire. So technically arrangement was done in Lanka. Highly trained and very, very expert demons having all the expert weapons and very, very alert for any danger coming in between. They are having also the expertise in repairing whatever destruction we will do to them. They are ready for repair also. The moment we destruct, they will repair it. So it's perfect mechanism in Lanka. Ram said, oh, it's like that. But don't worry, Hanuman. We also have commander in chief as Sugriva. Sugriva is commander in chief. Neela. We have Neel, we have many people. Don't worry, we will soon cover the complete Lanka and will kill Ravan. We have expert monkeys like Gaja, Gavya, Gandhamardhan, Rishabha, Duida, Mayanda and many other monkeys. And they were the expert leaders. Lakshman, you should mount the Angad's back. I will mount the Hanuman's back. Angad back and Lakshman will sit on the back of Angad. Hanuman, I will sit on your back like Kuvera sits on the elephant called Sarvabhaum. Sarvabhaum elephant is the name of the Kuvera's elephant. Like Indra has Airavat. I will sit like Kuvera sits on Sarvabhaum and you will sit like Indra sits on Airavat. And we will move with the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and crores of monkeys towards Lanka. You know how many monkeys were there with Lord Ram? Any one of you knows how many monkeys were there in Lord Ram army? Monkeys expected? How much? Any suggestions? Thousands, crores, Arabs, how many? Maybe 100 trillions. Anybody who can tell me the exact figure of how many monkeys were there? Anybody? Ramayana is very known subject to all of us. I am just asking the number of monkeys in Ramayana. Anybody? Prabhujis? Sleeping Prabhujis? Waking Prabhujis? Sleeping Matajis? Waking Matajis? Huh? Okay. So there were 100 crore Maha Ogha. How much? Everybody speak. Not everybody is speaking. 100 crore Maha Ogha. How much? Now you will say, Prabhuji, what do you mean by Maha Ogha? So I am going to explain you what is Maha Ogha. When 1 lakh crore, you know 1 lakh crore. 1 lakh crore means 1 shankhu. When 1 lakh shankhu, it makes to 1 mahashankhu. When it is 1 lakh mahashankhu, it makes to 1 brinda. When it is 1 lakh brinda, it makes to 1 padma. When it is 1 lakh padma, it makes to 1 mahapadma. When it is 1 lakh mahapadma, it makes to 1 kharva. When it is 1 lakh kharva, it is known as 1 mahakharva. When it is 1 lakh mahakharva, it is known as 1 samudra. When it is 1 lakh mahasamudra, it is known as 1 mahasamudra. When it is 1 lakh mahasamudra, it is called as 1 ogha. When it is 1 lakh ogha, it is known as 1 maha ogha. And there were 100 crore maha ogha. Somebody was asking me, how many people were there in Ramayana? Very less. Look at Mahabharata. So many variants. I said, how many warriors? There were only one Arab, 64 crore, 16 Akshuni Sena. How much? And in Ramayana, there were 100 crore Mahaoga, only monkeys. What to talk about demons and other demigods? Ramayana was the best battle ever happened. So expert. No filmmaker can make that an action movie which Ramayana was made by Lord Ram. Nobody can make that kind of an action movie. Mahaoga. When all the monkeys stand and chant Jai Shri Ram, just imagine these many monkeys with complete enthusiasm to give their life for Lord Shri Ram, they were chanting Jai Shri Ram.
Jai Shri Ram.
Just imagine what kind of scene, huh? And everybody was ready for giving their life for Lord Ram. Hanuman said, okay, we should move Lord Ram. And everybody started moving. The city of Lanka, which we are going, previously it has been penetrated and wrecked by only me. So don't worry, if I can do so much of destruction to Lanka, what to talk about you, Lord Ram? One after another, every Rakshasa will be killed by you. Suddenly, what's happening in Lanka? Vibhishan, the brother of Lord brother of demon Ravan, he was saying, if one monkey can do so much of destruction to our Lanka, what to talk about if Lord Ram and 100 crore Mahaoga monkeys will come to Lanka? We will not survive. Our families will die. We will die. Our brothers, sisters, all will die. We will finish up with their all parampara and the families. Vibhishan said, don't fight with Lord Ram. Just give back Sita to him. Sita is meant only for whom? Ram. Sita means Lakshmi. Lakshmi is only meant for whom? Narayan. The money which we carry in our pockets is actually meant for whom? Narayan. When we say, no, it doesn't belong to Narayan, it belongs to me. Who are we? Ravan. When we say, no, it doesn't belong to me, it belongs to Lord you. What we play the role of? Hanuman. So what do you like to become, Hanuman or Ravan? So soon our temple construction is going to happen. If you want to become Hanuman, take out the money from your pockets and say, Lord Ram, this Lakshmi belongs to you, not to us. Hari Bol. Shishir Rukmani Dwarka Dhish Ki Jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai, Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, Patita Pavan Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Vibhishan said, ever since the Sita was abducted, there have been numerous bad omens I have seen in my life. Fire emits sparks and is enveloped by smoke. Cow's milk has dried up. Horses' knees dolefully, even tough, well-fed and tended. Crows swarms about, uttering harsh cries. Jackal howls ominously day and night. I think these omens are saying Lanka is going to be finished. Ravan said, Ram is just a mortal man. He is a simple man. And you are saying that I will die by a simple man? If Ram is a simple man, he can never touch me. He can never kill me. And if it's really a Vishnu, you are saying, then I am happy to die in the hands of Vishnu. This Ravan replied to Vibhishan. But if you are so fearful of fighting to Lord Ram, just go away from here. Go away. Vibhishan said, I am happy to serve Lord Ram instead of serving a person like you who is saying Sita belongs to you. You are doing wrong and still you are within false ego, you are saying that you are right. I don't want to be a part of your army. I will go and serve Lord Ram. The moment Vibhishan started moving, there were four other people, those who were following Vibhishan, the four demon servants of Vibhishan. Vibhishan fled and came on the other shore where the army was standing. And he said to Lord Ram, I am Vibhishan. I am brother of Ravana. Everybody started with their clubs, maces, bows, arrows. I will kill you, Vibhishan. Ram said, stop. First of all, let him explain what he want to say. Vibhishan said, Lord Ram, I am your servant since childhood. I am chanting your name, Ram, 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 from my childhood. Even once, Ravan asked me, in your cottage, in your house, it is written Ram, Ram, everywhere. You are residing in Lanka and you are chanting the name of Lord Ram. What kind of brother and demon you are? Then Vibhishan intelligently replied, Ravana, it is not Ram, that Lord Ram. It is you whose name is written on my cottage. How come Ram means Ram? How Ram means Ravana? Then Vibhishan replied, the abbreviation of the full form of Ram, the abbreviation, Ra means Ravan, Ma means Mandodari. So I have written on all the walls of my cottage, Ravan Mandodari, Ravan Mandodari, Ravan Mandodari. So Ravana said, oh, is it like that? If it does mean Ravan and Mandodari, then write it on the all the walls of Lanka. Ram, Ram. And then Vibhishan came and then Ram said, don't worry Lakshman. Lakshman said, I think this is a new trick of Ravan. Ravan wanted to know what our plans are and that is why he sent Vibhishan. Ram said, if Vibhishan is negative also, I am ready to accept him as it is. Anybody who comes with a negative mentality, anybody who comes with positive mentality, Krishna or Ram just need surrender. Sarvadharman parityajam mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshashyami mashuchah. You come with negative mentality or you come with positive mentality. I just need your full surrender. Just surrender yourself. Sir, under the Lord Ram's feet. Just make surrender. And the best part of this pastime, the four demons, those who were following Vibhishan, Vibhishan was a devotee of Lord Ram, but the four other Rakshasas were not. But because they were following as it is Vibhishan, four of them were also being accepted by Lord Ram. So the teaching from this pastime is, if we follow Vibhishan, devotees like Vibhishan who every time keep chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. If we keep chanting, if we keep following the person who all the times keep chanting the holy name, if Krishna accepts him, then Krishna will accept us also. It means we don't need to go directly to Lord Ram or Krishna. We have to go through devotees. We have to follow devotees. Krishna has already accepted Srila Prabhupada. So if we follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions, Krishna will going to accept us. Like Lord Ram accepted the people, those who following Vibhishan. So you have to follow Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Then what happened? Ram sat in meditation. That okay, we have 100 crore Mahayoga monkeys. We have Vibhishan, Jamvan, and now so many people, Lakshman and Sugriva, Angad. We have so many biggest warriors with us. But how we will move on this complete ocean, the sea? Then Ram sat in meditation and he started meditating. And suddenly one messenger came of Ravana. His name was Sukha. Sukha. And he was in a kind of a bird flying. He came flying. And suddenly the moment he landed, all the monkeys pounced upon him and they started killing Sukha. They started pouncing and pushing and beating him. Then Ram said, stop! I told you just now, whosoever comes to me, I have to accept him. Why are you killing him? He said, I am just a messenger. Let me speak my message. You have beaten me so much that I cannot speak the message even. Okay, what is your message? Speak fast, Sugriv said. The message is that Ravan is saying that you can never attack Lanka, because Lanka is very very powerful place. You can never attack Lanka. Later, then Ramchandra said, okay, you have delivered your message, now go away from here. We are planning and we will never let you know our planning. Just go away. Then that person went, that Sukha went away. And then when nothing was coming to the mind of anybody, how to do, what to do, Ramchandra became very much angry on Samudra, sea. And when he was in his red eyes looking towards Samudra, ocean, suddenly the Samudra, the ocean personified, the Samudra, Bhakta Samudra, Devta Samudra Dev, came and said, Lord Ram, please don't show your anger on me. I am just doing my service, drowning people inside my depth. I am not doing anything against you. Then Ramchandra said, I want to go to Lanka, on the other part of Lanka. How can I take these 100 crore Mahayoga monkeys? I need some space to go. Then he said, Samudra said, you have perfect architects among you, Neel and Nal. Just ask them, they will construct a bridge, and by constructing a bridge, a setu, you can go to the Lanka. Then Ramchandra said, okay, Nal and Neel, start planning how to construct a bridge. And they were thinking, the bridge can be made by woods, or the bridge can be made by stones. But wood cannot bear the burden of so many monkeys. Stones can bear, but stones cannot float. And they were in very much trouble. What to do? How to float stones? How to float stones? Suddenly, Lord Ram was in tension, sitting on the other side of ocean and thinking, what to do? What to do? And as we are so much engrossed in writing our own names, Ramchandra was also writing his name, Ram. And suddenly thinking, he thrown one stone in ocean. And suddenly all the monkeys and Nal Neel started shouting, look, rock floating, rock floating, rock floating. Ram said, oh really, yes. Might be this is a lighter stone. We should try with a bigger one. Then Ram took a bigger stone and thrown. It went into the ocean. Then they were thinking, why that stone was floating, this stone was not floating. Then Hanuman said, Ram, can we write your name again on the rock and then we can try? Then again Lord Ram write, Ram. And then, and again it was floating. Yes, if you write your name, then the rocks float. If you don't write your name, rock doesn't float. What does this mean? Ram se bada, Ram ka naam. The holy name has so much of power that you go for darshan or not. These people, they are thinking that they can go back to Godhead by doing darshan only. If they don't hear katha, if they don't chant holy name, there is no chance of just looking at Bhagwan, you can go back to Godhead. Holy name is very powerful. So you have to hear katha very sincerely. Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam. First you have to hear, then you have to speak, and then you can think, contemplate about Lord. So then Hanuman said, Lord Ram, one thing I don't understand. Bhagavan, when you throw a stone writing your name, it floats. But when you throw a stone without your name, it drones, it goes inside. Why? They all were thinking. Suddenly Sugriva said, Lord, the people, those who are like stone hearted, like us, patthar hirday, stone hearted, even if stone hearted people start chanting your name, write your name on their heart, they can float from the ocean of nascence. But if there is no name, and even Lord throws them away, and if Lord doesn't want anybody, then he can never swim, he can never go ocean of nascence, he can never swim. So that is the very important teachings from this, that even we are stone hearted, we have to write the name of Lord on our heart. And suddenly it started happening, and they started throwing big big mountains, big big mountains. You know how? They just pick the mountains and on Samudra. Then again and like this. And big mountains. And Nal Neel were making arrangements and the bridge was made. You know how long the bridge was? Anybody of you? Everybody knows about Ram Setu, thousand times Rameshram. How long the bridge was from Dhanushkodi to Sri Lanka? How long? What's the width and what's the length? Anybody can tell me? Kaun banega Rama Bhakta? Haji? Haan, Krishna Bhakta banenge, theek hai. Kuch to baniye. Haan. What was the length and breadth of Ram Setu? Anybody expert Ramayana person? What was the length of Ram Setu? No one. Okay, now ready to hear. It was 80 miles wide. 80 mile wide and 800 miles long. 80 miles wide. 1 mile has 1.6 kilometers. 80 into 1.6. How many kilometers? How many? Expert mathematician here? 80 into 1.6. 128 kilometers width and 800 miles long. 800 into 1.6 means? Haji? 12,800 kilometers long. Made by stones only. And when they started moving, 100 crore oghas was not able to run on that single pathway. Because in front was Sugriva, Angada and Lakshman, and Ram was on the back side. So they said, this we cannot cross. Even 80 miles width, they cannot even able to run or move. Then suddenly they had a plan. If Lord Ram comes in front, the creatures, those who are in ocean, they will come to have the darshan of Lord Ram. And Ram will keep moving and people will come and having darshan. And then monkeys can walk on the heads of those creatures. And that one way becomes three way. Because one, two sides, the creatures of ocean were coming to see the lotus feet of Lord Ram. And monkeys were running on their heads. Beautiful scene. And similarly, they reached Lanka. And in Lanka, when Ravan came to know, the 100 crore Maha Ogha monkeys are coming like a smoke. Like a smoke. Dhuwa hota hai na? Dhuwa. Aise lag raha hai. Insaan nahi lag raha hai. Dhuwa. Smoke is coming. And in a fraction of seconds, the smoke will burn the complete Lanka. What to do? Ravan said, I have one more trick. If Sita marries me, Ram will cry and go away. I have lost Sita. He called out one Vidhu Jiva, his magician. Vidhu Jiva. He called this magician, said, the time has come to serve your king Ravan. Make one head look like Ram. And then taking that head, he went to Sita and said, Sita, I have killed Ram. I have killed the complete monkeys. Sita said, no, nobody can kill Ram. Look, the head of Lord Ram. Exactly look like Ram. Oh no, I have lost my master. What will Sumitra will say to me? What will Kaushalya will say to me when they will come to know that because of me their son has been killed? She was very, very, very sad, in sorrow. And suddenly Ravan got a call. Monkeys are coming closer and closer. You will waste your time in drama and the original drama will continue. Come Ravan, fight. Ravan said, okay, I am just going, Sita. Get ready to marry me. And he left. Suddenly the Vibhishan's wife, anybody know Vibhishan's wife name? Sharma. Its name was Sharma. Sharma, wife of Vibhishan. Vibhishan left to Ram, but Sarma was serving still in Lanka. And she said to Sita, Sita, don't worry. He is a cheater. Ravan is a cheater. He cheatedly abducted you. He actually never ever seen Ram in his life. Because if somebody sees Ram, he will become his devotee. Darshane pavitra kare ei tumhare gun. Just by seeing Ram, Ravan will become the devotee. And he is not a devotee. It means he has never seen Ram. Then Sita became, oh Maya, you have helped me out, really. Oh, so peace in my heart, hearing that Ram is still alive. I will see my master of my life. And suddenly, these all other warriors of Ravan started fighting. First of all, Prahasta came and he was killed by many other monkeys. Then similarly, so many other monkeys were coming and fighting to different demons. And there were four gates, eastern, western and southern gate. Eastern gate, Prahasta, a demon was there, the commander in chief. Southern gate was taken care by Mahodar and Mahaparashva. Western gates were taken care by Ravana himself and his son Indrajit. And northern gate by Ravan and western gate by Indrajit. So Ram also had a planning. Ram said, okay, eastern gate, Neel will go. On the southern gate, Angad will go. On the western gate, Hanuman will go. And because on the northern gate, Ravan is standing, I will go. North gate. And after the planning was done, the warriors started coming and fighting. First come the Kumbhakaran's son, the son of Kumbhakaran. His name was Nikumbha, Sumbh Nikumbha. Nikumbha came very, very powerfully. He fighted and at last he was killed by Nal Neel. Neel killed Nikumbha. I am running fast because time is already 8:50. How long we can speak? 9:15. Okay, so I have to kill Ravan in half an hour. How much I can speak, Ramayan? How long I can speak? 9:15 or 9 o'clock? 9:15 or 9:30? Huh? Nah. What is your choice? Huh? Nah. I want to kill Ravan only. It's nothing much. Huh? 9:30. Okay. So Angada fought furious battle with Indrajit. Indrajit was the son of Ravan. His name was Meghnad. Very powerful Indrajit. Demon, very powerful Meghnad. When he used to walk, the sound used to create more than when there are so many clouds come together. When various clouds come together, we think, oh, today's heavy rain is going to shower. Meghnad, the voice like so many clouds coming and colliding when Indrajit used to walk. That was so powerful, Indrajit. And Indrajit said, now the time has come, my father. Nikumbh has already died, Kumbhakaran's son. Now your son Indrajit will go and kill Ram and Lakshman, the two small boys. And Indrajit came in his chariot, very powerful. And he used one Shakti, which is known as Sarpapash, with snakes in front of that bow. And suddenly Sarpapash was thrown on Ram and Lakshman. And both Ram and Lakshman were in the Sarpapash. All these snakes bound Ram and Lakshman, and Ram and Lakshman fall down. And he shot 1,000 arrows, and there were so many arrows inside Ram and Lakshman that blood was flowing like we drink juices with straw. Blood was coming out profoundly, and there was not a single space a body can be seen of Ram and Lakshman. All over snakes and so many arrows inside Ram and Lakshman. And all the monkeys, Sugriva, Hanuman, and everybody thought, we have lost the battle. We have lost the battle. Ram and Lakshman fall down and they are unconscious. Ram, whenever comes in conscious, he was saying, go away. You all go away. This Ravan will kill you also. We will lose this battle. Suddenly, among the cloud of warrior came Garuna, the carrier of Vishnu, the vehicle of Vishnu. He came flying, and Garuna came down, down, down. And the moment Garuna came, all these snakes went away. Because Garuna eats snakes. Garuda eats snakes. So it's like that. Garuda eats snakes. So just by visualizing Garuda, all these snakes went away. And Ram and Lakshman were again came to consciousness. And everybody said, okay, don't worry, chant Hari. What they said? Don't worry. Nobody is speaking. Don't worry. Don't worry. What chant Hari? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare Hare. Hare Ram.
Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Hare Hare.
Okay. So it's like that. Now, Ravana thought, again this Sarpash was of no use. Now the time has come, I have to wake up my big brother. Who? Kumbhakaran, most powerful demon among the Ravan's army. Kumbhakaran, when he was very young, Ravana, Kumbhakaran, Vibhishan and Supnakha. Four of them went and prayed to Brahma. Brahmaji, please give us boon. Ravana asked a boon. After 1000 celestial years of tapasya, when Brahmaji came, Brahmaji asked, what boon you need? Ravana said, I need immortality. Nobody should kill me. Brahmaji said, I can't give you this boon because I also die. Who has taken a birth in the life has to die. This is a cycle. I cannot give you immortality. Okay. Then he said, okay, if you can't give me immortality, give me that I can never be killed by any god. I can never be killed by any god. Because he knows demigods or gods will never kill me, if Brahmaji says. And human don't have power to kill me. So he was very intelligent. Human don't have power to kill me, and gods will not kill me because Brahma is giving me a boon. But Ram, Lord, is more intelligent than the demons. He said, I will come in the form of human. I will come in the form of human. And that is why, जब जब होए धर्म की हानि बाड़े असुर अधम अभिमानी तब द प्रभु लय मनुष्य शरीरा. In the form of manushya, in the form of human, Ram came, and that is why he is struggling a lot for making the bridge, crying, asking for the help. If he shows his godly powers, he could have leaped. If Hanuman can jump, can't Ram can jump? Ram can jump, and Ram can make 100 ogha, 1000 crore ogha monkeys to jump in one go. But he is showing the human characteristics because he want to say, teach to the world that whatever you think to go away from me, whatever you plan to protect yourself, if I want to kill you, I will kill you. Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe ke. If I want to kill you, nobody can protect you. If I want to protect you, nobody can kill you. So what is the best protection? These guards, office guards, which is the best protection? Police, army? Best protection is the surrender to Lord Ram. Just surrender. If I protect you, nobody can kill you. And then Kumbhakaran, Ravan went to Kumbhakaran and said, Ravan asked this boon from Brahmaji. Then the turn of Kumbhakaran came. Kumbhakaran want the asana of Indra Lok, Indra. and he wanted to become the Swargalok Raja. Then Brahma knows it. Brahma said, if demon become the Raja of Swargaloka, king, then where the people, those who do pious activities, will go? They will say, I am doing good activities, I am going to Swargaloka, and there also demon is the king. What is the use of doing the good activities? I will go to Narkaloka by doing bad activities. So he knows it, that he will ask Indra Asan. Then Brahmaji asked his wife, Saraswati. Saraswati, you always stays on the tongue of people, those who speak. She would just go and do some magic, because the time has come to serve to Lord Ram. Then Saraswati came and sit on the tongue of Kumbhakaran. Then Brahmaji asked, what is the boon you want, Kumbhakaran? Kumbhakaran said, Nidrasan. He wanted Indrasan. Saraswati make him speak Nidrasan. Nidrasan. He said, okay, you want to sleep? Hari bol, tathastu. Sleep for 6 months. Wake for 1 day and then again sleep for 6 months. Better this demon should sleep forever. So Brahmaji gave that boon. And similarly, Vibhishan asked, I just want one boon, that I should never forget Ram and should I will always remember Ram. This is the teaching which Prabhupada gave us. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. And this was the boon asked by Vibhishan to Lord Brahma. And Supanaka also asked some kind of magical powers and she got. Similarly, now the time has come, because Kumbhakaran was sleeping, and just 10 days back, he used to sleep for 6 months, wake up for 1 day, then again has to sleep for 6 months. Just 10 days back, he has done his task of waking up. Now you have to wait for next 5-6 months. But Parmi is in front of Ravan and they were entering Lanka like anything. So Ravan thought what to do. He said, whatever you do, just make Kumbhakaran awake. Make him eat, make him drink, make him do many sounds, just make him awake. Shishi Rukmani Dwarka Dish ki jai, Jagannath Baldev Sudramani Gornetai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki. Just make him awake. Whatever you do, just make him awake. So they did various kind of things. And suddenly what happened? Kumbhakaran waked up. Kumbhakaran was sleeping in a cave. There was a very big cave in Lanka where Kumbhakaran used to sleep. And Kumbhakaran came out of his cave and said, who waked me up? Who waked me up? Then everybody said, we waked you up. Because we waked you up because we want that Sita should be returned back, or Ravana should be killed, or Ram to be killed. There is a very struggling time going on in Sri Lanka. Kumbhakaran said, okay, I think Sita should be given away. That is the best option, Ravana, you have. Sita should be given away. Because nobody can kill Ram. Ram is Lord Vishnu himself. Nobody can kill Ram. We will finish off our army. Even you will be killed. Ravan said, whatever, I want to kill him. You just go. Said, okay, because I have eaten your food, just to pay back, I am going to fight. And when Kumbhakaran started walking, there were so many monkeys were killed just by stepping steps of Kumbhakaran. Then various monkeys came with big mountains. Angada came with big mountain. Kumbhakaran said, just once in a blow of a wind. Then Angada took two big trees and thrown on Kumbhakaran. And then again Kumbhakaran said, nothing was working on Kumbhakaran. Kumbhakaran was very tall demon. Suddenly Ram came and Ram said, don't worry, I am going to kill you, Kumbhakaran. Kumbhakaran said, thank you, my lord. And he said, Vibhishan, you are so lucky. But I am also not unlucky. You are serving Ram by helping him to kill Ravan. I am serving Ram by killing myself. Because he knows I cannot win over Ram. He said, okay, Ram, do whatever you want to. Ram said, okay. And he took one arrow and thrown on his one arm. And one arm just fall down and there were hundreds of monkeys died under the arm of Kumbhakaran. Then again in second arrow, the other arm fall down, and again hundreds of monkeys fall down. Then Ram took one arrow and cut the head of Kumbhakaran, and with another arrow he cut the half body of Kumbhakaran, and the whole body was thrown into the ocean nearby so that many monkeys could be saved. Because again the body will fall, so many people will die. So Lord Ram intelligently pushed the body of Kumbhakaran into the ocean, and the head was thrown into the north gate where Ravana was standing, and the complete big head covered the complete gate of north block, and it was blocked by the head of Kumbhakaran. Nobody can come and go out and inside. It was blocked. When Ravana said, "Who blocked this gate?" somebody told him, "Look, it is Kumbhakaran." "Kumbhakaran, my brother, he was killed." "Oh no, what to do now? Again, I have to call so many people. My brother has been killed. Oh Ram, what have you done? You have taken Vibhishan. You have killed Kumbhakaran. What will I do to kill you? What can I do? I am not going to leave you." Then he asked Mahodar, "Mahodar, you go and kill, take the revenge of killing Kumbhakaran." Mahodar, the thief army, went and started fighting. They all were fighting. Narantak, the son of Ravana, killed by Angad. Devantak, son of Ravan, killed by Angad. Tirshara, son of Ravan, killed by Hanuman. Neel killed Mahodar, the commander-in-chief. Rishabha monkey killed Mahaparshva demon, and they were killing many other demons. Then comes Atikaya. Atikaya, the son of Ravan. There were two main wives of Ravan, Mandodari, and another was Dhanyamalini. And Dhanyamalini have one son, Atikaya, very powerful demon. And the Atikaya came fight with Lakshman, and he said, "You have killed the sons of Mandodari, but I am the son of Dhanyamalini. You cannot kill me, Lakshman." Lakshman said, "Mere speech does not prove your power. Oh demon, come and fight with me." And the fight landed for long, and then Lakshman used his Brahma Astra to kill Atikaya, and Atikaya was killed. Then Prahastha was killed, and then Akshay Kumar was killed, and only remaining in the complete army of Ravana two people. One was Indrajit and Ravan himself, only two. All were killed. Indrajit came with a various special chariot, and using the special power of magic, a very mystic powers he was using, he made himself into hundreds. Nobody can choose which is the original Indrajit. This one, this one, this one. And he was laughing. "You cannot understand who the original one. I am here also, I am there also." And Lakshman was standing. "I will not leave you, Indrajit. I will not leave you." Suddenly, what happened? Indrajit bought Sita Maya in the air and said, "Lakshman, look at your bhabi, and I am going to kill your bhabi in front of you." Lakshman said, "Sita Maya, oh Sita Maya, don't touch her, don't touch her." And suddenly he took out his sword and cut the throat of Sita and said, "Now Sita has gone and fight should be stopped now. I won the match, I won the battle." And that was mystic power, because Sita Maya was in Ashoka Vatika. And Ravana said, till that time she said, "Yes, I am going to marry you, nobody going to touch her." But still Indrajit was using his mystic powers. Vibhishan said, "Don't worry, he cannot touch Sita. This is just a mystic powers." Lakshman said, "Okay, so now what I should do?" Vibhishan said, "You should use the arrows given by Indra to you, Indra Astra." And then he memorized all the shlokas of Indra, and then Indra Astra came into his bow, and he said, "Indrajit, your name is Indrajit because you have won over Indra, but now Indra arrow is going to make you Indra Ajit. Only Indra arrow is going to kill you, and by Indra Astra he just thrown an arrow towards Indrajit, and Indrajit fall down. Just before falling, one more pastime was there, that he thrown one Shakti which make unconscious Lakshman, and because of that Hanuman leaped towards Himalaya and bought the Sanjeevani, and that by Sanjeevani Lakshman was again alive. That was a very long story. Very briefly, we can have so many teachings from that also. Each and every pastime of Ramayana is full of teachings, full of teachings, full of teachings. That how one should serve Lord Ram. Hanuman was continuously flying from Sri Lanka to Himalaya just to get one herb to make Lakshman alive. If we are asked to do one service, are we ready to do like that? We will think, yeah, somebody else should do. I can't do like this 24-hour service. I am a servant or I am a paid servant. People think like that. We have to work 24 hours for Lord. And one who is a 24-hour devotee is a devotee. Devotee doesn't mean 2-hour devotee or a temple devotee for 4 hours. Devotee means wherever you are, you should chant Lord Ram's name. You should always remember that I am a devotee. Your every action should speak that you are a devotee. While sleeping also, you should behave like a devotee. While talking, you should behave like a devotee. While eating, you should behave like a devotee. While walking, you should behave like a devotee. You can't say, I am a devotee while chanting, I am a devotee while worshipping, I am a devotee while speaking, but I can't be a devotee while eating. I can't be a devotee while traveling. You have to. Otherwise, Krishna will not accept you as a devotee. Devotee means a 24-hour devotee. And this is what Hanuman is teaching us from his pastime of making Lakshman alive. Similarly, so many things were happening, and Indrajit fall on ground like an extinguishing fire. Celestial drums sounded and flowers showering. So many things happening, and everybody was chanting the Lord's Ram name. Jai Shri Ram! And Ravan was in way too much fear. Ravan thought, what to do now? I have to kill Ram, and slowly and gradually Ram is killing me. Actually, you know, before Indrajit was about to die, he went back to his father and he said, Father, give back Sita. You know, I have seen Ram is Vishnu because I tried Sudarshan Chakra and I thrown towards Lord Ram. You know, Ravan, my father, what happened? Sudarshan Chakra went to Ram. Sudarshan Chakra paid obeisances to Ram and came back. Because Sudarshan Chakra can only pay obeisances to Ram, to Vishnu, nobody else. If it goes from Indrajit, it should kill the enemy. But it came back by paying obeisances. It shows he is Vishnu. Ravana, leave this fight. Ravan said, you are not my son. My son cannot be a coward like you. And at last Indrajit died. Now Ravan said, okay, Ravan, last fight came when Ravan has to fight Ram. Ram and Ravan in front of each other. Ravan went to Lord Shiva and says, Shiva, now time has come that I am going to face Ram, front, face to face fight. But I know, if he is Vishnu, I am happy to die from his hands, but I am not going to surrender. Because of my ego, I have abducted Sita. And because of my ego, I am going to finish Lanka, but I am not going to surrender to Lord Ram. This is what the material society is doing actually. People in their egos will give you money. People in your egos will do anything. You ask them, please come to temple, please chant Hare Krishna, please read Bhagavad Gita. They will say, we can't surrender to Lord. Actually, they are Ravanas of society. Ravana said, I know. They will say, yes, we know Krishna is God. We know Bhagavad Gita is the best book, but we are not going to read it. That is what Ravana was doing. He was saying, I know that Ram is supreme power and Lord Shiva, but because of my ego, I have made my words powerful. I was so powerful, I am not going to surrender to Lord Ram. I will die on battlefield like a Kshatriya, but I will not surrender to Lord Ram.
I will not surrender.
And then Ravana came. Ravana came and he again used the Shakti given to Indrajit. And Lakshman again fell on ground breathlessly. It was not known to many people that Ravana also made Lakshma fall down unconscious. Then suddenly Hanuman went to Lanka and there was one Vaidya. His name was Shushena. And that Vaidya gave two Shaktis, which was Vishya Lakshmi, Vishalya Karni or Sandhani. Two Shakti herbs were given to Lakshman to make him alive again. So Lakshman was three times unconscious. First time by Sarpapash, second by Indrajit, and third by Ravana himself. Ravana first tried to kill Lakshman. Because Lakshman will be killed easily, so Ram will start crying. So he was trying all the tricks to save himself. So Ram was feeling very weak that Lakshman, you again become unconscious. So if you remain powerful, I can fight against Ravan. Then Lakshman said, my brother, you can never go back against your words. You said three things. I will kill Ravan. So the time has came to kill Ravan. You said I will get back Sita. Time has came to get back Sita. And you said, Vibhishan, I am going to coronate you as the king of Lanka. The time has come to give your words to Vibhishan as well. Ram said, okay, go ahead my brother. Now I will do. Suddenly they saw Ravan came in the Pushpak Viman flying and said, Ram, you are there in the ground and I am so high in the air. I will kill you in a moment. Just get ready to kill by Ravan. And suddenly Ram said, what should I do, Vibhishan? I have nothing to fly on. Suddenly Indra sent his chariot, Rath, to Ram. Even with his charioteer. And the charioteer was Matali. And Indra's Rath, the chariot came. And charioteer Matali said, Ram, come and sit on this Ratha. It came from Indra Loka. And as Pushpak Viman flies, this Viman, this vehicle, this chariot will also fly accordingly. And you can have face-to-face fight. Now the Ram was pushing and throwing so many arrows, coming, going. And Dasagriva, Ravan's one name is Dasagriva, ten-headed, Dasanan. And one by one, all the heads was cutted by Ram. So many hands, he has thousands and hundreds of hands, all were cutted by Ram. But again, what was the scene? Once you cut the head of Ravan, again the head comes back. Once you cut the hands of Ravan, again it comes back. And he says, Ram, it is of not your power to kill me. I am so powerful. And Ram was trying again and again, so many things. Suddenly Ravan thrown one dart, a special worship for the last moment of fight. And now Ram's thought, what should I do? He thrown the javelin of Indra towards Ravan. And the dart was divided into two parts. Now the time has come that the decision has to be taken. Vibhishan suggested, Ram, if you really want to kill Ravan, you have to hit on the heart of Ravan, because Ravan having the celestial fluid nectar in his heart concealed, saved. When that celestial fluid dried up, Ravana will fall down. Ram said, is it so? But how can I make that fluid dried up? Suddenly the Matali, the charioteer of that chariot said, Ram, you forgot? You worshipped Agastya Muni. And Agastya Muni has given you one astra, which is known as Brahma Astra. And by that Agastya Rishi's astra, you can make things dried up. Said, yes. Suddenly he took out that golden color arrow with a peacock feather and thrown on Ravan. And the arrow was going. And Ravan was laughing. Suddenly, it just entered into his heart. The complete fluid was dried and he fell down. from the top, dum, fall down on the ground. In a fraction of a second, Lord Ram killed Ravana. And all the monkeys were chanting the glories of Lord Ram. Jai Shri Ram! And they were all chanting the glories of Lord Ram. Now the time has come. The maternal uncle, the maternal father of Ravana, Malyavan, he said, Ram, you have killed Ravan. The time has come, you take your position. Because warriors fight for the position, for the seat, for the coronation. The time has come, you take care of Lanka as well as you are taking care of Ayodhya. Ram said, Malyavanji, I never tried killing Ravana for the seat. Before the fight started, I have already made Vibhishan as the king of Lanka. So the time has come for coronation of Vibhishan. I am not going to take the seat. So Malyavanji asked one thing. Ram, how could you make, before the fight started, Vibhishan the king of Lanka? Are you so sure that you are going to win over? If you fail, then what will happen? What could have happened? Ram said, if I could have failed in killing Ravana, but still I will keep my words as it is. How, Ram? Ram said, still Ayodhya was with me. So I could have made the Vibhishan as the king of Ayodhya. That is the surrender. That is the integrity of keeping your words as it is. We should learn from Ram's each and every step. Ram never pointed out any single sentence which is not going to fulfill. When they were in Panchavati, at that time Ram was sleeping in night, and suddenly Sita Maya took the feet of Lord Ram in her hands and started taking out thorns from his feet. Ram asked, what are you doing, Sita? Why are you taking out these thorns from my feet? She said, Swami, when you walk, thorns come into your feet and blood comes out from your feet. And if I don't take out these thorns, how will you walk tomorrow? Ram said, they can be thorns, but they have taken my shelter. Somebody who even pinches me, somebody who even pains me, I never reject them. I always accept everybody who comes under my lotus feet. Just I need one thing, surrender. What? Sharanagati. Okay, so time has arrived already, 9:20. We should finish. So it's a long story. After that, Sita came and tightly wanted to hug Ram, that Ram, the fight has been finished, I want to come and hug you. Ram said, stop. You have to go through the fire and want to prove your purity. So everybody was against this. How can you ask a question mark on the Sita's purity, chastity of Sita? Sita is so pure. She has never thought of another man except Lord Ram. But the fact was, when in Panchavati, Ram and Sita were staying, at that time Ram knows Ravan's attitude, mentality, that he is going to abduct Sita. And that is why in Panchavati, inside story, Lakshman was outside. Even Lakshman doesn't know about it. Valmiki knows about it. Valmiki ji writes that inside the hut he calls Fire God. And he said, Fire God, I am giving my Sita to be protected as it is to you. And for killing Ravan, I want the replica of Sita which is known as Malyavati. From you, the Maya Sita. Then Fire God gave him the replica of Sita as Maya Sita. And then the marriage incident happened. And that came the golden deer. And Sita wanted that deer and Ravan abducted. So Ravan abducted whom? The Maya Sita. But the original Sita was with whom? The Fire God. And that is why Ram doesn't want to touch another woman except Sita. And he said, I want my Sita. So only Sita can come when Maya Sita goes to the fire god. Fire god says, okay, Maya Sita, you come inside. And from fire, the original Sita came out, and then Ram hugged him. Because Ram can never hug another woman. That is the purity of Lord Ram. So people ask so many questions on Ramayana, so many question marks on the character of Lord Ram. If you read in detail, if you hear in detail, you can never think the best characters than Lord Ram. Okay? So we finish over here. Sri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Sri Rukmani Dwarka Dhish ki jai. Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maharani ki jai. Gaur Nitai ki jai. Padita Pavan Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. I would like to thank Prabhuji for wonderful class as we travel from Dwarka to Rameshwaram and then to Sri Lanka. I'd like to thank wholeheartedly by chanting Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare.